Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for October 30th in the year of our Lord 2015. This is our one of two, and our goal always to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We also believe the checks and balances inspired by the Almighty Brilliant and the solution to the problems that we face. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen. Man, have we got a row to hoe for sure. All right, let's see. What is this? Halloween? Is that what's going on? Halloween is, tomorrow night? All right, what do you call this thing then? Halloween Eve Day? I don't know. Wait a minute. No, the day before Halloween Eve Day? All right, we got black, you know, or gay or women or any other special interest group like week or month, don't we? You know, what if we just have Halloween month, huh? Black Friday right after Thanksgiving. Why don't we always have Halloween on a Friday? You know, we always have Easter on a Sunday. What if we had Halloween on a Friday and it was always called Black Friday, huh? What do you think of that? Just wondering. You like Halloween? Think it's a good day for America? You know, they say the satanic movement in America is growing big time. Better not let him in. By the way, I call it a freedom-loving fantastic. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time Friday. Everybody else is celebrating Black Friday while certain retailers reject Black Friday and say, go home with your family. While that's going on, the World Congress on Families are meeting in Salt Lake City. They're wrapping up the conference soon. Is America divided? Is it a culture war? Can we come together with solutions? Do we look towards politicians and bureaucrats and educated so-called professionals for our ideas and for our, quote, safety net? All right. Let's just back up into a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday first, shall we? We got a lot to talk about today. Republicans on Wednesday nominated Representative Paul D. Ryan, Republican of Wisconsin, to be the 62nd Speaker of the House. Think he'll be able to unify the Congress? Or do you think the Republican, quote, right wing will rebel? See how the mainstream press pitches that? Trump wins CNBC instant poll. Cruz and Rubio battle for second place. They say the biggest loser, CNBC itself. There's an all-out war against CNBC, they claim. Moderators were booed again and again. Hannity, quote, will go down in history as really bad night for the media. All right. Well, if they're going to quote Hannity, why don't they quote Sam Bushman and say, when are we going to stand for what matters and reject the mainstream press and move to the new media who will give the candidates a fair shake, huh? In hour two, we talked about Trump boasted about limiting debate time so we can get the HE double toothpicks out of here. Jeb calls for Rubio to resign. Rubio then destroys Jeb. Sam promotes the idea. I'm going to say it again. Sam promotes the idea. Again, if it gets off the ground, Sam promotes the idea of a talk show host moderated debate. What about the talk show hosts in America? If these so-called presidential candidates are claiming that the mainstream press isn't fair, why do they go to Fox, CNN, CNBC for their three debates? Why don't they go to the talk show hosts in America who, for the most part, provide long-form opportunities? Okay? Who provide insightful commentary? Who provide talk radio to the nation in a fair and balanced way, you would say, well, Sam, no, all of you are conservative. That's right. We're talking about the conservative side or division in America, aren't we? Maybe they could host a debate. Maybe we, the talk show hosts of America, could get together and host a debate. And maybe the talk show hosts could all put in questions. Maybe the public could put in questions. And maybe the politicians could ask each other questions and or ask themselves a question. Now, Sam not only promotes the idea of a talk show host moderated debate, but Liberty Roundtable Live offers free airtime to all registered candidates for president. I'm going to say it again. Liberty Roundtable Live offers free airtime to all registered candidates for president. Now, Sam even goes so far yesterday on the broadcast to outline exactly how we plan to moderate a fair and equitable debate. We laid it out. What questions would we ask if we were the debate moderators? I can't answer for all the other talk show hosts, but we did lay out exactly what questions we would want to ask and why. Now, they tried to do that, they claim, in the debates before, some of the questions Sam asked, but they did it in a very controversial way. See, I left questions open-ended. Not a goal to trap or argue with the candidates, but rather to understand who they are, what makes them tick. I look at it more like they are helping facilitate a public job interview for the American people to decide who they want to hire, right? The commentators, the hosts, the debate moderators are really facilitators, right? All right. GOP insiders, though, prefer Hillary as president. So the GOP insiders don't want, say, Rand Paul to be president or Ted Cruz or any of those guys. They don't. They'd rather have Hillary. They would. Now, part of the problem is I don't believe any of these candidates for president are genuine at all. I really don't. Okay? News the networks refused to use yesterday wraps up. That's what we talked about. It is available online at libertyroundtable.com and on your Roku player on demand. But out of the whole debate, my favorite candidate, and I've said it several times, has been Rand Paul because I believe he's the most constitutional. But I was so disappointed in Rand during that debate that I can't get over it. And my question to you is, does Rand Paul hate kids? Now, you could say that's an extreme statement. Come on, Sam, you're not being fair. But, hey, Rand was explaining the problem with Social Security. Here's what he said.
It's not Republicans' fault. It's not Democrats' fault. It's your grandparents' fault.
It's not Republicans' fault. It's not Democrats' fault.
For having too many damn kids.
It's your parents' fault. Having too many blank kids.
It's not Republicans' fault. It's not Democrats' fault. It's your grandparents' fault for having too many damn kids.
Now, here's how that comment came to be, just so I don't, you know, get abused for, quote, taking Rand Paul out of context. He was saying how we got a disparity. Number one, the average person puts in about $100,000 to Social Security, takes out $350,000. By the way, fact checkers say his numbers aren't accurate, but the point is accurate. And then he basically says, look, we used to have a bunch of people that would pay in for one worker who needed support or assistance. And that number has dropped big time because, hey, they had too many kids after the war. And now no one's having kids.
After the war, we had all these kids, baby boomers. Now we're having smaller families. We used to have 16 workers for one retiree. Now you have 3 workers for one retiree. It's not working.
So I ask if Rand Paul hates kids, and you could say that, Sam, that's unfair. My response is, no, it's not unfair, and here's why. Let me explain this. You know, everybody mocked Ben Carson, said, Ben, can you do math? I'm going to mock Rand Paul a little bit and say, Rand, can you do math, my friend? Let's say that there were a bunch of workers to pay for one worker back in the day, like 16 to 1, and now there's 3 to 1. Hey, Kurt, just to introduce you to the broadcast, if you used to have 16 workers to 1 and now you got 3 to 1, how would you increase the number to 16? Would you blame your parents for having too many babies, sir? It's like a story math problem, you know?
No, you would encourage more children, wouldn't you?
That's right. You'd say, you know what? Our parents were wise. They believed in families, and they took the bringing of children into the world is a sacred responsibility. And they had so many children, we had 16 workers that could pay for one person. Now, the new generation isn't doing their duty. And therefore, we have a problem. The problem is we don't have enough kids. We don't have enough new entries into the workforce. And so, what we ought to do is have more children. Is that mathematically correct, or am I confused? Somebody always said I didn't have enough cards in my deck. I'm just trying. But I'm going to talk about this, and I'm going to talk about how we're going in the wrong direction and how the communist nation of China, believe it or not, going in the right direction. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He said that...
All right, happy to have you along, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Halloween pre-Halloween broadcast. You say, Sam, what on earth are you celebrating that day for? All right, we're trying to have a little bit of fun because some of this stuff is so hardcore that we talk about that Americans need a little bit of, I don't know, break, a little bit of levity, a little bit of fun, a little bit of, okay, we can survive this kind of a idea. So we're playing some fun music. We're going to talk about Halloween a little bit later in the broadcast as well. By the way, I hate the holiday. Just saying. All right, but here's Rand Paul. I used to think Rand Paul was really intelligent, but the more I think about his comments, the more livid I become. Here's what Rand Paul said.
It's not Republicans' fault. It's not Democrats' fault. It's your grandparents' fault for having too many damn kids. After the war, we had all these kids, baby boomers. Now we're having smaller families. We used to have 16 workers for one retiree. Now you have 3 workers for one retiree. It's not working.
All right, it's not working. I agree it's not working. Socialism never works, Rand, and you ought to point to the fact that it's socialism is the biggest reason it doesn't work, not that parents have too many dang kids. Now, logically, if you had 16 workers to one back in the day, it worked better than when you had 3 workers for every worker not working, right? So the problem is getting worse by not having children. Even the communist Chinese finally get it, Rand. Okay? It just came out. The communist Chinese have realized that their one-child policy doesn't work. China decides to end one-child policy, now allows 2 children. Now, some say they're a day late and a dollar short on that. Nevertheless, okay, is it that the parents are having too many dang kids? Or is it the modern generations are rejecting children? Now, what does God say about this? The Almighty, and I don't mean to speak for the Almighty, but I do see Scripture, and I can quote or paraphrase Scripture quite well. And the Lord says there's plenty and room enough to spare. The Lord also says multiply and replenish the earth, or fill the earth, depending on what Scriptures you're looking at. And I don't see anywhere where it says, oh my gosh, there's too many dang kids going on by your parents, and that's the problem in government. It's not Democrats' fault. It's not Republicans' fault. No, it's your dang parents' fault. I mean, they're irresponsibly populating the earth for, you know. What on earth is Rand talking about? He's drinking the socialist Kool-Aid of this, the sky is falling idea that zero population is the answer, my friends. Without it, the rest of us are through. Okay, what is he talking about? He's crazy. Kurt, what do you say? The more I listen to that, the more I realize, what do you mean it's not Republicans or Democrats' fault? They're the ones that created the program. They're the ones that steal from the program for other funding ideas that rob the system of its funding. They're the ones that put something in place and then knowing full well that, I mean, going from 16 workers to 3 workers over the last 40 or whatever years you want to talk about, 50, 60, whatever years, depending on when you just decide which piece of what program started to fail, etc. They're the ones that have watched that decline, and have done nothing about it to where now we have a train wreck that's shortly imminent on this thing. Okay, it's not security. It is socialism. But there are no real reserves. It's a con game. Okay, Rand didn't point to any of that. He said it isn't Democrats' fault. It isn't Republicans' fault. It's your darn parents' fault, Kurt. Now, he's off his rocker, and mathematically, morally, there's not a single way you can make sense out of Rand Paul's statement. He is off his rocker. And I don't mean to hit him so hard, because compared to other politicians, he's got a lot right. But this strikes at the very heart of the family. Instead of bringing up the World Congress on Families, which, by the way, spent this whole week talking about how children are, what they say, an heritage to the Lord, a blessing from God, the future of our nation, the answer to the fact that there's not enough workers. Okay? But Rand just doubles down in a hostile way, swears in the middle of his statement. I mean, the audience is almost shocked. They don't laugh. They don't clap. They're just going to go, oh, Rand, that was horrible. They don't say that because he goes on and talks about the war and everything. But is the problem we had too many kids after the war? Or is the problem we're not having enough children now to even replace ourselves? See, China and other nations went this direction, and they realized the folly. Now that they've got a ton of boys, none of the boys can marry women because they murdered. I'm going to say it again. They murdered all the women, or all the little girls. We're doing the same thing. There's a genocide in this country called abortion. It's particularly racist because they're targeting black women and black families the most. Okay, None of these things were brought up. The right, in my opinion, direction was not pointed out. No one even called Rand on it, Kurt. They kind of nervously went, whoa. But nobody wanted to touch it with a 10-foot pole. But, Kurt, somebody should have called Rand on it and said, Rand, have you lost your mind? Are you familiar with God's admonition that's never been rescinded, by the way, to multiply and replenish the earth? And that God says there's plenty and room to spare? And where God promises over and over those who keep his commandments will receive his protection? Okay, this is so clear. So easy. Mathematical problem. You got 16 workers to one. All of a sudden it goes down to 3 workers to one. And we say, we got a problem here. It's not working. What's not working? The idea that you had too many kids? Okay, he blames something right as if it's the something wrong. I'm going to say it again. He blames something right, which is having a lot of children, and suggests that's the wrong. It's calling good evil and evil good. Or you might put it a different way. He's making popular that which is wrong or wicked. Kurt, you want to sound off on this?
Well, thank you, Sam. You look at what has been, well, I guess you could say, told to us in the past. We've got to learn from history. And, I remember as you bring up this whole Social Security program and Rand Paul's comments about it and things, then, you look back at the former Secretary of Agriculture during the Eisenhower administration. The guy's name was Ezra Taft Benson. This is what he said back in the 60s about it. He said Social Security is unconstitutional. Why not?
Now, shouldn't the most constitutional candidate on the stage point that out for starters, Kurt?
Well, you'd sure think it'd be a good place to start. He said, why not end it by refunding to all participants their equitable share? The Social Security systems in the United States is compulsory, unfair, and immoral. Then he also quoted Abraham Lincoln, who said, you'll never get me to support a measure which I believe to be wrong, although by doing so, I may accomplish that which I believe to be right. He goes on to say, a young man with a family can get far more for his money from a private pension program than he can from the Social Security system. At the present time, anyone born after 1927 will pay more into Social Security than he stands to get out of it.
Now, by the way, that's the opposite of what Rand was pointing out now, because, again, they've manipulated the program. They've stolen from the program for so long that it's different now than in the 60s. It's the opposite direction right now. Yeah. It didn't used to be, though, when he said it.
And he said, he told about, kind of foretold what was going to happen, and it's happening now. He went on to say, the time may be close at hand when young men will wake up to the fact that they are being played for suckers by the older generation, and who could blame them if they should decide to apply the political pressure of their greater numbers to call a halt to the con game and cancel the whole program.
Amen to that. Without further ado, we're going to take your calls. Glenn, Philadelphia, coming up next right after the pause. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. Attention, Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like their green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Just moved in my new house today. Moving was hard, but I got squared away. Bells started ringing and chains rattled loud. I knew I'd moved in a haunted house.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Having a good time talking about America. Always solutions-oriented, Liberty Roundtable Live. By the way, do business with the good guys, thepowermall.com. Joyce Riley coined the phrase, we agree, do business with the good guys, thepowermall.com. We're talking about a couple of issues here. We'll get to Halloween as the broadcast continues to unfold. But we're talking about Rand Paul's statements about, you know what, your parents had too many dang kids is a problem. It ain't Democrats' fault, it's not Republicans' fault, and I disagree with them completely. Mathematics problem. Hey, if they used to have 16 workers to one, and it was, you know, doing okay, now you got 3 workers to one. The answer is more kids, not less. God says there's plenty of room, more to spare, so to speak. The population control folks say, golly, you got to have zero population, man. It's going to destroy the planet. Okay, man's way or God's way is the question. And the question is twofold. One, about children. I think Rand Paul might hate children. But two, the Social Security system. Rand Paul lost the opportunity. I mean, he didn't even, what do they call that thing, bunt the ball? Okay, he didn't, I don't know what he did. But he absolutely struck out, in my opinion. What a tragedy. All right, Glenn, Philadelphia, you're on the radio. What do you say, sir?
Good morning, Sam. Good morning, Kurt.
Yes, sir.
Sam, I understand what you're saying, but I suggest it's not just a matter of workforce numbers. At the moment, we have over 90 million wannabe workers in this country who can't find jobs. And not only would I disagree with Rand Paul about the population issue, we know, you know, from the Bible, the earth yields abundantly. And it is Republicans and Democrats. Our industrial production has been, you know, continually exported to other countries.
It's been decimated. Mexican. You're right.
Mexican maquiladoros down on the border, then that labor wasn't cheap enough, so everything got exported to China and was subsidized with tax exemptions and financial support while they... hello?
Keep going. You're on the air, sir.
Oh, okay. Very good. You know, so our Republicans, Democrats, our politicians did cave to corporate interests. This country, we've had industrial boom after World War II. And, you know, we were a producing nation, and we addressed issues of pollution and stuff with the Clean Air Act and the Clean Water Act, and we made our industrial producers, you know, produce without destroying the environment so badly. The corporations hated this increase in the expenses and the high cost of American labor. And instead, they pawned all of this off on China, and they're now destroying their environment and using dirt cheap labor to produce all this stuff, and that's how we get all of our goods to fill our stores.
Well, you're right, and then we manipulate the playing field by pretending we're cleaning things up in America, but we're really forcing this to happen in other nations via filthy lucre. It goes on and on. Your point's well taken.
So having more people to work, even young, strong, highly educated, not to mention our schools are making our children fat, lazy, and stupid, since they're not very well equipped to be good workers. But even if they were, we don't have the jobs because they've been, you know, fascistically exported, you know, right under our noses.
I couldn't agree more, sir. You bring up another valid element of this whole thing. But I'm disappointed in Rand because he had the opportunity to call a spade. He could have told you the Social Security system was unconstitutional. He could have told you that the problem is we don't have any children anymore and you just can't violate God's laws and reject children and then wonder why things are all going wrong. He could have taken the opportunity to talk about how unconstitutional it is. He could have taken the opportunity to provide solutions, which is to refund people's share and to create private sector opportunities by having the government get out of it. He missed the ball on so many fronts, I don't even know how to discuss it almost.
Well, the entitlement culture is like a heroin addiction. If you tried to go cold turkey, you'd destroy, you know, the economy and the culture.
I concur.
So, yeah, so it has to be done in sane. Like, even things like Glass-Steagall, you know, separating the, you know, regular bank, commercial banks from the investment banks. This is, you know, they've taken down all the protections that were put in place and that worked well. You know, but now, you know, they abrogated Glass-Steagall, and that certainly exacerbated things. So, you know, it would take very gradual, sane maneuvers. But when things can happen, like look at what happened with Germany. They tore down the wall. They made Germany assimilate East Germany, and they did a bang up job of it and became the industrial powerhouse of Europe. That, you know, then they hit, you know, Germany with all of these, you know, participating in all these sanctions and stuff. They've weakened the economy. Now they're flooding Western Europe with the Muslims. I mean, how is any sane nation attempting to be productive? You know, if somebody, you know, how can they contend with such massive subversion? You know, and Merkel hates Germany, and she's facilitating this destruction of their culture with this influx of immigrants, and Obama's about to, you know, the first few waves of these migrants coming to the U.S. are due to go right.
I couldn't agree more, Glenn, but I got to make one point just so you understand, okay? Ready?
Mm-hmm. It's not Republicans' fault. It's not Democrats' fault.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, okay. It's not.
Now, that is supposedly the most conservative, most constitutional guy on the stage. Buddy, we're in trouble.
He is not his father. That's for blank sure.
I hear that. All right, any final thoughts?
Yeah. I just think we need to learn a lesson of the destruction that's going on in Europe and tell Obama and our Congress to grow a spine, stop it, and do not flood our country with any more illegal immigrants. And we're all dealing with it. We cannot be productive. Those of us who are working cannot support all of this subversion.
Amen to that. We're not against people, but we certainly are against illegal. Thank you, Glenn.
Thank you.
All right, there he goes, Kurt. Wise comments. The problem is there's so many discussion points around this, it's beyond imagination almost. What do you say, though? I'm just mad at Rand because he missed the ball on so many fronts, Kurt, and especially when the World Congress on Family is meeting this week in Salt Lake City, a world-renowned conference that's gone on for literally years, first time it's come to America. What an opportunity in the national debates to bring up the World Congress on Families and say there's a group that's doing things right. They've defined marriage as between a man and a woman. They suggest that marriage and families are ordained of God, that children are a blessing. They're doing so much right. Even China basically, you know, this week announced, hey, you know what? The one-child policy is bogus. Now you can have two kids. Now, I don't think that the government should stop at two. I think the government ought to get out of it. But what my point is, at least China's going in the right direction. We're going in the wrong direction. And Rand Paul's drinking the Kool-Aid, Kurt.
Well, it's a great point, Sam, and it's sad to see. I mean, hindsight's always better than current. We know that. I'm sure if you asked him, he might, rethink some of his comments.
There's the problem, Kurt.
You can't ask.
Is there any way for me to ask him?
That's right.
Or even give him a chance to clarify and redeem himself? I'd love to do that. In fact, I'll let him clarify and redeem himself at my expense, Kurt. I'm not against Rand Paul. To me, it's a matter of principle and issue here. It's a matter of pointing out the solutions with clarity. That, to me, is the issue here. It's not against Rand or that. It's pointing out the solutions with clarity. And I'm telling you right now, if you look at principle or issue, every issue has a right and a wrong answer to it, Kurt. And every issue is pretty easy to break down if you don't attack people, but you talk about principle. And you put principle above politics, freedom above fortune, right above wrong, God's law above man's law every time. And I'm telling you right now, on the issue of children, it's good to have more children than less. Now, I'm not going to get into each person's marriage and say what they ought to do. I'm just saying that children are a blessing and children are the solution, the answer. Every country that has restricted the number of children that people have are now regretting it and reversing course. If that doesn't tell you something, I don't know what does. And we got a guy get up on the stage that's like, hey, and he's supposedly this educated physician, supposedly the most constitutional guy on the stage, and he's just flat out going, hey, problem is too many dang kids running around. That, you know, baby boomers just got crazy. I mean, I don't even know how to respond. It just makes you so mad. All right. Anyway, enough of that, but there's Rand for you. Do you think he hates kids, Kurt? I doubt it.
Yeah, I agree.
I doubt it, but it's just hard to think that he doesn't, though.
Yeah, he had a great chance of promoting the family and all that stuff, and telling the truth about the Social Security system.
And the truth about children and God's laws. Yeah.
And what happens so many times, I believe, especially the younger ones that think, hey, man, if I just play the game right, then I'll be able to get enough votes, and then I can get in, and then I can, really show who I am, that kind of thing. But I'll tell you what, when you're stepping in the middle of the road, going both directions, you basically get hit by traffic going both directions.
Valid point, sir. All I can tell you is I'd love to help Rand Paul redeem himself and clarify, but I don't know how I can do that. All right? Okay, Aquafina's in the news, Kurt. That's the PepsiCo water product, Aquafina.
Yeah.
Details in seconds on Liberty Roundtable Live.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rainfly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our zero-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor Score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this vigor stuff about? Well, vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called vigor. Would you like to improve your vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211 and take your free vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free vigor score test today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
I took my troubles down to Madame Rue. You know that gypsy with the gold cap too. She's got a pad down a petticoat and vine. Selling little bottles of
love potion number nine.
I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign. She said what you need is
Hey, man, they put it in a bottle. It ain't love potion number nine, ladies and gentlemen. I'll tell you that right now. It's flat-out tap water. Aquafina, nothing but tap water. PepsiCo forced to admit, Kurt. What are you saying?
Well, Sam, you know, when you said that, it made me think of the movie. It's called Return to Me. And in there, there's a scene where you know, basically a waitress, a nice girl, gets told by some, you know, kind of lady who, and I use that term loosely, but, you know, she thinks she's all, you know, really cool and stuff, and so she tells the waitress that she wants some, you know, good water out of a bottle or whatever, you know, and she doesn't want just tap water or whatever. So the lady goes back, and you see the scene where the waitress goes back and gets a, she asks the boss for Aquafina, which is exactly what this story's about, and she literally pours it out in the sink, and then she fills it up with the tap water and puts a straw in it and takes it to the table, and the lady goes, oh, there's such a difference. And so anyway, I sent you the link. It's about 3 minutes long. But the point
What's about
is
three minutes long? You want to play this movie clip? Is that what you're talking about?
No, you don't. Well, that's the clip of this sweet
And you want me to play this movie clip?
Scene. You don't have to, Sam. I'm just
I know. I'm asking if you want me to play the movie clip. Well, I know I don't have to. Know, I can just ignore you if I want to, right?
Yeah,
but if you want me to play the movie clip, I can play the movie clip.
It tells you what I just told you. You know.
I know. Do you want me to play the movie clip?
Well, if you want to,
sure. I'll try to get it ready.
Have a commercial or a you know some.
I can work on that. Just, you know.
But anyway, it's there are four of them sitting down to have dinner at an Irish Italian restaurant, which I think is kind of funny. You know.
Well, there you go.
Too many Irish Italian restaurants, and anyway, I
in
really
America, no
the
less,
movie.
Right?
Yes, it's called Return to Me, and
all right.
They call it the Swiss water scene. If you want to watch
Swiss
it,
water
ladies,
scene. Right, yeah.
You can look it up that way. But
well, hey, isn't that that movie's kind of prophetic a little bit? Because hey, dump out the tap water and put in tap water, you know.
Well, yeah, that's what she did.
Now,
yeah.
There's a problem, Kurt, with Rand Paul again, and I don't mean to pick on him, but again, this is the guy's melting down, Kurt.
Well,
Rand Paul's absolutely. Certifiably melting down. You say, why would I say such a thing? Well, it turns out that he talked about his ripping filibuster, Kurt. On the debate, he said, hey, man, I'm going to filibuster. Watch for this. This is wrong. This budget-busting reality, they're crazy. They're spending us into oblivion. He spent all of his time talking about that debt ceiling, and I'm going to stand against it. Watch me filibuster. And they say Rand Paul's filibuster lasted 20 minutes, Kurt?
Yeah, it was, you know, kind of a surprise. You know, the They say, I guess at first, you know, when he walked onto the floor, he said this filibuster will go on to about 1 in the morning, and then we'll find out who the true conservatives in this town are. That's what he said on the Senate floor.
Pretty bold rhetoric there, Kurt, right?
Yes, yeah, it is. He said, it disappoints me greater than I can possibly express that the party that I belong to, that should be the conservative party, doesn't appear to be conservative. This is a big problem. Then the story from the, I think it's Washington Times, goes on to say, under Senate rules, he had only limited power to delay the vote on the budget agreement, but he did have some power that way, and Paul had made an effective use of the, they call it Fox filibuster, or kind of like the fake filibuster, as his critics tend to refer to his such speeches. Then he told Republican primary voters, you know, like you mentioned during the debate, that he was going to do it, but they didn't get to see much. He spoke for 10.5 hours earlier in the year, back in May, about the Patriot Act, but this Thursday, the remarks clocked in at less than 20 minutes. In that time, they say he issued a stern rebuke of his colleagues. Instead of saying, you know what, the debt is a real problem, we both have to conserve in both areas, they both get together, he's talking about both sides of the aisle, get together and raise the money for the sacred cows. On the right, we're busting the limits because the right wants more military spending. The left wants more for welfare. The unholy alliance, a secret handshake, and what gets worse, the debt. We're borrowing $1 million every minute, and it's not going to end in a pretty way.
Now, here's the problem with that all. He claims that he walked off the Senate floor because Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, of course, Republican, his colleague in Kentucky over there,
yes,
had already filed cloture. In other words, that's the procedure that moves to end the debate on the debt limit. But that's odd because that took place, meaning Mitch McConnell did this on Tuesday before Rand Paul touted big time his coming filibuster at the presidential debate.
Yep.
So, Kurt, somebody's lying. Somebody's not being genuine and honest here.
Well,
with cloture filed,
congressional.
The earliest the Senate could even vote on the debt limit is 1 o'clock a.m. on Friday, which already happened, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And by the way,
if Paul had refused to allow the Senate to adjourn for the day, Kurt, he could have theoretically delayed that vote until 1 o'clock p.m. Friday.
Yep.
It's meaningful. It's a real delay, but he can't prevent it from happening entirely, as the GOP Senate aide expressed. Now, I bring that all up, though, because, Kurt, what is he doing? What made him change on the floor? Is he drinking the Aquafina fake water or what? Is he drinking Love Potion number 9? What's going on around here?
Yep, that's a great point. You know, in an updated piece filed just minutes ago, the Washington Times basically says that the Senate did pass the spending hike in the dead of night. They call it Budget Buster. Stephen Dynan is the author. Says Senate Republicans managed to wrangle enough of their troops to overcome a filibuster early Friday morning. I wouldn't call it much of a filibuster. But anyway, they passed this thing where they say it's going to be $558 million in new spending per page. It's a 144-page bill. The bill cleared on a 64-35 vote. 18 Republicans joined all the Democrats in backing the bill. I don't have the list of them right now.
Bottom line, though, is that Democrats control everything, and the Republicans went along to give them enough support to get their agenda done. The threatened filibuster failed, not even 20 minutes long.
The final Senate vote came at about 3 in the morning. You know, like you've always been told by your mom or dad when you're growing up, nothing good happens after, you know, whatever, midnight, 11 o'clock or whatever.
Yeah, good point.
Well, here it is, 3 in the morning. Oh, baby. Anyway, that it was sped through in less than 100 hours, this little 144-page shindig, you know.
Wow.
And Rand is right. You know, he's, you know, where he did say the deal represents the worst of Washington culture. Republican presidential candidate, he called it the unholy compromise between right and left. And, you know, that's what I think he's right on target.
Yeah, well, he's right on target, except for he didn't do what he promised. Yep. He said he was going to, you know, filibuster that thing as long as it could. When you watch Mr. Smith goes to Washington, I mean, the guy can hardly talk. He's standing up so long. He's stumbling around because he's so tired. He's begging for a drink of water and that kind of stuff. And Rand talked not even 20 minutes, Kurt.
Yep. Good point.
Now, what do you think got to Rand? Think somebody threatened his family? You think, what do you think happened? You think, you know, Mitch just said, hey, Rand, you know, your chances are nil if you don't stop now. What made Rand change on a dime is the real question that I have. Because he walked down on the floor even suggesting he was going to be there for a long time.
Yep, good point.
I don't get it. And again, I'm not trying to go against Rand, folks. I don't dislike Rand as a person. I mean, he's a doctor, he's educated, he's a nice guy, he's a family man. I believe all that's true. But when you run around, it's your dang kids' parents that are the problem. It's not Republicans or Democrats. I'm going to filibuster. I'm going to stay up all night and really find out who's who in this place. In less than 20 minutes, he caves. And I find all these things out within like a two-day period. I mean, is the guy melting down or what, Kurt?
I don't understand.
I just can't explain it. Except for to say either somebody's gotten to him or he's not genuine. Don't know which. I guess the results are the same regardless, huh?
Looks like it.
All right. Happy Halloween. Daylight savings time is this weekend. On Sunday morning, you'll wake up and you'll get an extra hour of sleep. Is that really true, or are they just giving back what they stole?
I've been waiting for that, man.
Are they just giving back what they stole?
Yeah, that's right. The way it looks.
Thanks for being alongside with the ride. Hopefully it was educational and entertaining. Our goal always to provide solutions, to promote God, family, and country, to protect life, liberty, and property, to tell you that he who owns the media makes the rules, and to clearly lay out our agenda. LibertyRoundtable.com, this nation shall endure.